Hello, this is astrologer Shelley Entine, and I am going to give you my take on the coming Aquarius full moon, which is, I'm being told, the last of the supermoons of 2022, which means it's a little closer to Earth in its orbit. And this one is on Thursday, August 11th in the United States. It takes place at 9:36 p.m. in the Eastern Daylight Time. So that's already after midnight over in the GMT, which is probably still GST, but I'll find out from a friend of mine over there if they're still on summertime. Anyway, be that as it may, what we're looking at here is, first of all, what came to my mind is, you know, we've got four retrograde planets at the moment. We're going to have Uranus retrograde pretty soon. It's been on 18 degrees, staying on 18 degrees. It'll retrograde on 18 degrees, so it's hardly moving. And we've had the big conjunction, Mars, Uranus, and the North Node in Taurus. And I did see quite a few things in the news on many levels. We're still going to be feeling that because Uranus hasn't moved and Mars is still in Taurus and the North Node is still conjunct, only moving away from Uranus. So it's not over yet. And to prove it, we've got Uranus and Mars and the North Node squaring the moon in Aquarius, that is full opposite the sun in Leo. The Mars energy is closer to the square to Saturn in Aquarius, which is where the moon is applying or moving toward. Moon at 19 degrees, Saturn at 22 and retrograding. So they're actually coming toward each other, which is interesting. And so the reason that I'm mentioning it is because with retrograde planets, if you've been paying attention over the years, you know that we are going back over things that have already happened, or even memories, not just things that were recent, but things that are coming up from deep within for us to look at. And so Saturn is a retrograde planet involved directly in the lunar experience here. Uranus is about to be one. But we also have Neptune and Jupiter and Pluto. Those are all retrogrades now. One of the things about Aquarius is that its focus is on the future, the new, the innovative. It's detached, observational energy. It's one of the reasons that your Aquarian friends are sometimes feel distant or literally are, not around. But Saturn being with this moon, it adds a flavor to this full moon. And Saturn is, of course, the ruler of Capricorn. And we do have Pluto in Capricorn retrograde. And one of the things we know about the sign of Capricorn, and it isn't talked about too much, is that it's very cautious. The mountain goat that takes the well-known path to get to the top, it doesn't want to strike out and find a new trail. It wants to do what's always been done successfully before. That's what it wants to do. Nothing wrong with that. If you're a Capricorn, you think, well, that's the way it is. Well, it isn't for everybody, but Saturn is going to be here in this sign of the future and new things and innovation and change, and it's going to be cautious. So one of the things we're looking at as this moon, full moon, comes to pass is what plans and structures, methods, and timing, these are Capricornian, Saturn, have we made for the future? The close future, the far future. And we are backtracking now to feel the ground below. You know, the earth signs have that need. Even Virgo, which is a very cautious sign also. I remember when my teacher, original teacher all those years ago, told me a Virgo never, they never approach things straight on. They sort of go almost like the crab that you would think it's a Cancerian, but they sort of go a little bit that way and then a little bit this way, and little, you know, before they decide going into that next move. So earth signs in general, which we do have Mercury in Virgo for this time period of this full moon. And again, we have Mars, our action, in Taurus, and Uranus in Taurus. So mainly what's coming to a head now is our decisions that we've made in the past, or plans that we've made in the past, or thoughts that we've had in the past about our future and about other Aquarian areas, which are group affiliations and even friendships. What are we reminiscing about also as we ruminate and reminisce during this retrograde period? What do we think now? The full moon is coming to that place. Well, it's not an eclipse, but we have that coming up in the fall, not too far from now. Well, this is actually the fall, if you listened last week. But the later part of the year, when we do have the eclipses, the solar in October, the lunar in November, those eclipses, not the first one, the solar is at 2 degrees of Scorpio, but the lunar eclipse that's coming in November, November 8th, is at 16 degrees of Taurus, which is, you know, pretty darn close to 18 degrees of Taurus and 19 degrees of Aquarius and Leo. So pay attention. Even though it's retrograde, it's internalized, you're thinking about it, you're musing on it, you've got a lot of stuff going on or around you, so it's not that easy to just focus in all the time on those ruminations. But take some time, because when we move toward something coming where there will be a big shift, the lunar eclipse, right? This is where, if you haven't already started processing and making some kind of shifts and corrections, and you know you're going to be slammed with them if you're right on those degrees with the planet, or after the lunar eclipse. So this is why I'm bringing this up now, because this is the moon that has, you know, the full moon before the Scorpio full moon, that has the greatest effect on that, you know, time period where the eclipse is coming. So you'll see it in the outer world. We are looking at a lot of things. It's very interesting what's going on out there. A little too interesting is how I feel about it sometimes. I miss the good old days when everything was going on behind the scenes. I didn't know about it. Wasn't affecting my life yet. So I didn't know. Yeah, bliss. But now, it's all, you know, a lot of it's in our face. A lot of it we still don't know. But, you know, this is a good time for us to just, you know, even though it's Saturn, it's in Aquarius, which is what? Intuition. It's that zap. It's that ability to open, to receive the energy of the mind, the higher mind, the larger mind, which we call intuition. Okay? It's higher consciousness. So give yourself that time. And that's why this lunar is opposed to a Sun in Leo, and there's Venus in Leo, And wow, and it's, boy, Venus and Ceres are pretty close to each other, and Ceres is an exact trine from Jupiter and Aries. There's a lot of fiery stuff going on that wants you to be active and go out and play and have fun and, you know, be adventurous and this and that. So it's not exactly a lot of energy that's asking you to please ruminate. But I am. You're an astrologer. And of course, while she asks you, she's asking herself, please ruminate. Don't just act without the guidance that's available to you. And at this full moon, the guidance is available to you. This is what I'm trying to say. Even having Neptune retrograde in Pisces, somebody asked on one of the Facebook groups, does that mean, you know, this or that? And I feel that it means that, again, we're ruminating over some of the things that maybe we have been deceptive or someone has been deceptive, but this is also about creative energies and spirituality. And, of course, Pisces is that other level that we receive information, and that is the psychic level. These are two different things. Intuition and psychic are two different things. Intuition is an intellectual zap. Wow, I just realized this. The light bulb goes off, which is such a great, and now that we know Aquarius is all that electrical energy, the light bulb going off over your head, it was the perfect old depiction of the aha moment. But Neptune is, Pisces is water. So psychic energy is feeling. I heard this and I had this feeling. You know, and so you can have both. You can have both. And this time, at this full moon, Neptune is sextile Pluto in Capricorn, as it has been for like a long time. It's been sextile. Neptune and Pluto have been dancing that sextile for decades and generations already. So you can have those ruminations on two levels, bring intuitive insight and psychic feeling that can help you with the renovation, Pluto, or, you know, the destruction to reconstruct something in the world, Capricorn. All right? That's how I'm seeing this full moon, and that's why I made it a point to do a special little podcast here for you, because I think it's good to know this. And it would take up a lot of time for the weekly astrology forecast. And even Mercury in Virgo is moving towards and is in orb of a trine to Uranus, which is the ruler of Aquarius. So that whole idea is like, you know, don't just pay attention to the outer world and what it's telling you. Go inside and get your own hits. Find out. Okay? And Chiron is another thing that's retrograde. And Chiron is at 16 degrees of Aries. And this is sextile, the moon. And it is trine the sun. So what is Chiron ruminating over? Well, Chiron's been trying to teach us lessons about anger and about aggression and about selfishness as Aries negative qualities and how we have either wounded others or been wounded by those things, and particularly where we have been kept from expressing and experiencing our individual self. Look at what's happened. Look what happened in Kansas now. I don't care what you feel. I'm not talking about the political idea of whether people should be able to access abortion or not. But a big surprise happened in Kansas because nobody expected Kansas to go for, I want government not to tell me my individual rights here. And so that was a lot of people ruminating on being wounded in terms of their individual itself. Doesn't mean they're going to run out and do anything haphazardly and stupidly and ethically wrong. It means that they want to be who they are without that interference from the government. It's a little bit much. People are saying no. And this time period with that retrograde is allowing the rumination of the wound. And so it will be seen. And we will see many things that are showing us that in the outer world and in our own personal lives, okay? So, there's a lot more you could say, I'm sure, but this is the point I wanted to bring across about this particular Aquarius full moon, and I wish you a lot of good experience and information coming in as you ruminate at the approach to and at the full moon in Aquarius on August 11th. I'll say goodbye for now.